Scripture reading this morning is from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. This is the testimony given by John the Baptist when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And John confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." When they asked him, "Then what? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now these priests and Levites had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked John, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" And John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." Now, this took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. Now, I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I know that's a strange text for the Sunday after Christmas, the day after Christmas. What happened to little baby Jesus in the manger? Well, we have started we're in the middle of year four of the narrative lectionary. And in the narrative lectionary, year four, we read through the Gospel of John. And the Gospel of John says nothing about Jesus being born. If you were here a couple Sundays ago, it was probably last Sunday, the festival of Christmas that we had, we read through the opening chapter, most of the opening chapter of the Gospel of John, which is this poem that John writes. And as I mentioned then, It just shows how radically different John is from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Once again, Mark starts his gospel with Jesus being baptized. It's almost as if God adopts Jesus at his baptism and makes him his son. But then Matthew and Luke, they're the ones who tell the great Christmas stories, the stories of the virgin birth and this miraculous baby. And so we know from the beginning how special he is. But John, he takes it further. He goes, remember, all the way back into the creation story. And so John's gospel begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And then the Word became flesh and lived among us, pitched his tent among us." And so That's why John just skips all this birth stuff, because we don't need to know that Jesus is special because of this special birth. He was hanging out with God during creation, according to John. And so this is one of the things we're going to discover, and I apologize. I feel like I've got to give you some of the background so that John makes some sense, because it's really different from the other three. It's so radically different. John is the last gospel written. Around maybe 120, where Mark, the first, is written around 60. And in that time frame, the theology of Jesus just changes radically. So you know that in Mark's gospel, you know, no one's sure who Jesus is. We're not even sure if Jesus knows who Jesus is. Remember, there's that time when he goes to his disciples, he says, "Who do people say that I am?" And it's like, well, some think you might be Elijah, and some think you might be the prophet. Who do you think I am? And then Peter's like, oh my gosh, I get it. You're the Messiah. And the whole Gospel of Mark is this story of how they figure out who Jesus is, and it really isn't until the guard at the cross who sees Jesus die, who finally is the first human in the Gospel of Mark who says, surely this was the Son of God. But no, not in John. In that time frame between Mark, when no one is quite sure how to understand Jesus, to when John is written, Jesus has become God. I mean, so this story of John the Baptist, again, in the other Gospels, we get told about John's mission and ministry, what he's about. He's about preaching this word of repentance. Come and be baptized for the repentance of sin and turn your life around. Did you notice none of that was in here in John? Because it's no longer about John at all. It is all about Jesus. And also, in Mark's gospel, it's really interesting. John baptizes Jesus and the Spirit comes down. But then it's not till halfway through the book that we hear that John's in jail. He's in prison. And he sends disciples to ask, Jesus, who are you? We don't know yet. John's in prison. He might die soon. He wants to know, are you really the Messiah? Now look, notice how different it was this morning. Again, John says nothing about his own mission of baptizing for repentance. John is here for one reason and one reason only in John's gospel, and that is to be that voice in the wilderness who's saying, someone is coming after me who is greater than me. And then I love that part where the next day, John sees Jesus, and what are the first words out of his mouth? Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There's no doubt in John's gospel who Jesus is. John the Baptizer knows instantly. That's him. That's the Messiah. That's the one who comes to take away the sin of the world. And so that's something we're going to discover as we read through John now, is that who Jesus is firmly established. There is no more questioning. Jesus is the Son of God. So I'm sorry, that was the teaching part that I could not help myself but do. So how to make this about Christmas, I don't know. Except for this. Just that line, that description of Jesus by John the Baptist. This is the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When you hear that phrase, takes away the sin of the world, what do you think of? I know for me, because of the way the story of Jesus was always taught to me as a kid and most of the hymnody we have, when I hear that Jesus comes to take away the sin of the world, I kind of automatically go to, oh, that means he comes to take away each of our individual sins. Jesus is here to forgive people's sins so that we can get to heaven. And I'm not saying that's not the case, but, you know, that's not what this says. Jesus is the Lamb of God who doesn't just take away my sin and your sin. He comes to take away the sin of the world. You want to talk about Christmas presents. God. God sends Jesus to do more than just get you and me right with God. God sends Jesus to take away the sin of the world. I got an email last night after the Christmas Eve, 8:30 Christmas Eve service. Someone who's been struggling with the way the world has been treating them, feeling oppressed, put down, marginalized, made to feel like they didn't belong, weren't even seen. You know, when that's where we are in life, what we don't need to hear is your sins are forgiven, as if it's like all our fault. This person wasn't suffering because of their sins, like a lot of us and a lot of the world. They're suffering because of the sin of the world, the way this world often treats people, the way we marginalize and exclude and oppress and silence and push into the corners and just refuse to see people. Jesus comes not just to forgive my sin and your sin. Jesus comes to try to take away the sin of the world, the sin of oppression and exclusion, marginalization and oppression. It's one of those Christmas gifts that's so big it's hard to get our head around, isn't it? So hard to get the focus off of ourselves and what we need and what we want. But God does much more than give us just what we need and we want. God is about saving this world. That's the gift of Christmas. God with us to take away the sin of the world. Thanks be to God.